United States President Barack Obama has summoned top lawmakers to a meeting later today to try to salvage a deal on the government's borrowing limit after deficit talks collapsed. Christopher Wells has this report.
Accusing President Barack Obama of moving the goalposts during budget meetings, U.S. Speaker of the House John Boehner says he's forming his own group to solve the debt crisis.
No one wants to default on the full faith and credit of the United States government. And I'm convinced that we will not. Starting tonight, I'll be working with colleagues here in the Capitol, both the House and the Senate, to find a responsible path forward.
Time is running out. The U.S. Treasury is set to run out of money to pay all of its bills on August 2nd, and the approval of Congress is needed to raise the $14.3 trillion debt ceiling. President Obama has called a meeting with congressional leaders for Saturday morning.
We have run out of time, and they are going to have to explain to me how it is that we are going to avoid default.
Speaker Boehner said the real problem is that the Democrats in the White House are not serious about solving the debt, deficit, and spending problems, but he's been clear about his principles.
And I made it clear that we would not increase the debt limit without cuts that exceeded that increase in the debt limit, that there would be no new taxes, and that there would be serious spending reforms put in place. Listen, it's time to get serious. And I'm confident that the bipartisan leaders here in the Congress can act. If the White House won't get serious, we will.
Financial markets are growing more edgy, and U.S. banks and businesses are making contingency plans for the possibility of a debt default that would drive up interest rates, sink the dollar, and ripple through economies around the world. I'm Christopher Wells.